Thank you, choir. As we begin this Advent season on this, the first Sunday in Advent, today our scripture comes to us from the Psalms. I'll be reading from Psalm 80. I'm going to begin with verses 1 through 7 and then read verses 17, 18, and 19. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to follow along with me. If you don't, you're welcome to listen as we read from Psalm 80. Hear us, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth from Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might and come and save us. Restore us, O God, and make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, God Almighty. Make your face shine on us that we may be saved. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the Son of Man that you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of his holy word, and let us pray. Gracious God, we are so thankful as always to be gathered together as a community of faith to lift our hearts up to you in worship, and we're thankful, Lord, for the way that your Holy Spirit has worked through our gathering thus far, and we pray that your Spirit would continue to work among us. Lord, I pray that in the next few minutes that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase. And I pray, Lord, that my words would be your words. And God, as always, we humbly ask that you would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, dear God, open our hearts, that the words that you have for us today might be more for us than simply more words of information. Lord, we are bombarded by information on all sides. And what we most need from you today, dear Lord, is transformation. So we pray, Lord, that your words would dig deeply within our hearts, that your word would transform us from the inside out, that we might prepare our hearts once again for the coming of your Son Jesus at Christmas. And all this, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, saying, Amen. But what I want to know is how many of you braved the craziness and went out on Black Friday? Anybody go out Black Friday? Oh, man. Not too many. You know, it's really crazy to me as I look out and I think about what happens to us this time of year. Because if there's anything that I know, as soon as Thanksgiving is over, it just starts, doesn't it? It's like off to the races. We got a gazillion things to do. We got presents to purchase. We've got things to bake, cookies, all sorts of cooking to be done, right? We've got parties to go to. We've got all sorts of things to do. And it's as if we had a big list that we had to check off. And sometimes it seems like the holidays are just a big checkoff list, doesn't it? You just check things off. Check, 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 check. And finally, December the 25th, you go, whew, as if you'd run a marathon, right? As if you'd run a marathon. It's as if you had gone through something that just wears you out. But the thing that we know is that what Advent does for us and why we celebrate the season of Advent is Advent kind of holds up a sign in front of us that says, slow down. Slow down. Slow down or you're liable to miss it. Slow down and pay attention because something important is about to happen. Slow down because what you think the holidays are about might not be really what they are about. Amen? Slow down, the sign says. Slow down. In the midst of this, as we celebrate this first Sunday in Advent, it's interesting that we would look at Psalm 80. You remember when we studied the Psalms this year that we categorized them? This is a Psalm of Lament. And in this Psalm of Lament, the psalmist cries out to God. And this is what he says three times. Restore us, O God. Make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. Restore us, God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. And it's interesting, this word restore. The word restore is from the Hebrew word shalom. And the word shalom means peace. It means peace. But it also means completeness or restoration. And in the midst of what's going on in Israel, the psalmist recognizes that they need, above all things, they need God to come to them and to restore them. And brothers and sisters, when I see on the news, just like you do, people fighting on Black Friday over a big screen TV, over the fact that they needed something that somebody else got and there's only so many of them, it seems so ridiculous that most of us want to go, restore us, oh God, because surely this is not who we are and this is not what this season is all about. Surely it's more than having the latest, the greatest, the newest. Surely it is more for us than simply checking off list. Simply checking off list. But you see, one of the things that I know is that the holidays, for a lot of us, are times of great stress. Amen? They are not times of peace. They are not times of wholeness, restoration, or completeness. They certainly aren't times of shalom, but they're times of rush, 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 rush. And in the midst of that, here comes the psalmist, crying out, restore us, O God, restore us, complete us, bring us peace. Now, the one thing that we understand about Jesus and Jesus' coming is that the coming of the Messiah was to bring peace, and sometimes for us that means inner peace, doesn't it? It really does, because I don't know about you, but when I am not following Jesus, when I'm not paying attention to what I'm supposed to be paying attention to, peace just kind of flits away, doesn't it? Kind of flits away. But the interesting thing is that the psalmist is saying, restore us, bring us back to that place. And today we lit the candle of peace. Now, I don't know what peace means to you, but I know what peace means to me. And part of what peace means to me is not getting caught up on this holiday treadmill and running like we are crazy people to get the next thing done, as if that's what the season was all about. You see, one of the reasons we celebrate Advent, one of the reasons that Advent comes into our lives is to remind us that we need to be paying attention, that Jesus is coming, and we should be preparing our hearts for that. So there is a sense, I think, that as we listen to the psalmist cry today, there is that sense that the psalmist is crying for restoration. He's crying for peace. And there is a sense, really, as we go through this holiday season, we need inner peace. I know Tim remembers very well. You know, Tim worked for UPS until he retired, and I used to work for Kroger. And we remember very well what this time of year meant. When we were in those businesses, don't we? And it meant crazy! 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of crazy! And of course, with the crazy came the crazy folk and people who just went absolutely nuts. Because again, I think they started out with a list, they were checking it off, and that's all they wanted to do. My daughter Hannah used to work for the Cracker Barrel, and she was working the last holiday season last year. She was working over Christmas, and she's a cashier, and she has to answer the phone. So one day there was a phone call, and this phone call, this lady said, "Hey, I need to come and pick up a pie. Can I pick up a pie today?" Well, it just so happened that this very day, Hannah had just sold the last pie. And this lady says to my daughter, "Well, thanks a lot. You have ruined my whole holiday." Because you didn't get your pie. But the truth is, we get caught up in this holiday madness, in this holiday craziness. We can all be like that, can't we? If we don't have the perfect toy for the child or the grandchild, if we don't have all the things baked and done that we always have baked and done, if we don't get to every party, if we don't send out every Christmas card, if we don't do every single thing that's on there, then we somehow have failed. And Advent comes, brothers and sisters, to remind us that the only way to fail at Advent is to get caught up in the craziness, is to not slow down, is to not remember what the season is all about and why the Prince of Peace came in the first place. So part of what Advent is to remind us of what's important. And one of the things that's important is our inner peace. But brothers and sisters, it's not just inner peace, is it? It's not just inner peace. We fool ourselves if we think that Jesus came and the reason that we are disciples is solely that we can have inner peace. Jesus came to be the Prince of Peace, to bring peace on earth. Peace on earth, goodwill among human beings. That's part of the reason that Jesus came. And we fool ourselves if we think that Advent calls us only to stop and slow down so that we might think, that we might ponder, and that we might have inner peace. Because if you haven't noticed, our world is a world in turmoil, is it not? Our world is far from the peaceful place that I'm sure was imagined by the prophets, that I'm sure was imagined by the people who were expecting the Messiah to come. Our world seems like a place where peace is far, far away. And probably the number one example of that among all of us is as we think about what's going on and what has been going on in Ferguson. And it doesn't matter which side of that you're on. I've read all of the debates. I've read people on both sides talking about what's going on there. But the one thing I think that we can say without a doubt is that there is no peace there. That's the one thing I think we can all agree on. There is no peace there. And Advent reminds us not only did Jesus come to bring us inner peace, to give us a sense of peace, but Jesus also came so that the world would be at peace, so that peace would become more than something that we say to each other as we pass the peace, so that peace would become more than a word, but that peace would really happen between people on our planet. You see, Advent reminds us that the Messiah came to bring peace. Calvin, if we could show the slide. I don't know how many of you saw this photograph. Actually, it was taken yesterday. This was taken in Oregon. At a protest in Oregon about Ferguson and what was going on there. And the little boy's name is Deontay Hill. Deontay was holding a sign that said, "Free Hugs." And his mother said that he was really, really upset with everything that has gone on in Ferguson, everything that has gone on around that situation. And he began talking to this policeman. And the policeman said, "Why don't you tell me what you think about this?" And Deontay said, so his mother said to the newspaper, Deontay said, "You know, it really hurts me when there's so much conflict between police and black folks. It really bothers me." And the police officer said, "You know. I understand. It bothers me too." And as they were talking, the police officer noticed Deontay's sign that said free hugs, and he said, "Would you give me a hug? Could I have a hug?" And I don't know if you can see it from where you are, but there are tears streaming down Deontay's face. And you know, brothers and sisters, we hear from our media lots of negative stuff, don't we? We hear from our media lots of negative stuff. Part of that, I'm convinced, is that the media is unable to really share positive stuff. Perhaps it's because it doesn't sell commercial time on TV. I don't know. But every time that I get frustrated and every time I think, Jesus, where is the peace that you promised us? Where is the peace? And how can we, as people of faith, really say to each other, really celebrate Advent, and really say we're looking forward to the coming of the Prince of Peace? Every time that I think that it's just going to get worse, something like this happens. Something like this happens. And brothers and sisters, what I know about peace is this, is that it starts with you and me. Peace starts with us. It starts with those of us who are waiting the coming of the Christ child, awaiting the coming of the Prince of Peace. It starts with each and every one of us. So may we remember that Christ most certainly came to bring us peace of heart, peace of mind. Christ most certainly came to remind us of the peace that he can give us, but also Christ came to make us and to remind us that we are to be people of peace. We are to be people of peace. And there's a lot of things, brothers and sisters, I don't understand in this world. There are a lot of things that I don't understand, and I'm sure there's a lot of things that you don't understand. But brothers and sisters, I know peacemakers when I see them. And this photograph gives me a little hope that in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the frustration, the war, the problems, the social issues of our time, in the midst of that, Jesus Christ continues to come and to bring peace. That's what this photograph reminds me of. And so, brothers and sisters, as we begin this Advent season, let us remember it's more than making lists. It's more than getting everything done. It's more than getting to December the 26th and being all in one piece. It's about the fact that we serve a Lord and we await the birth of the Christ child who, when he was born, was said that there would be peace on earth and peace with his people. That's us. And may we be people of peace. Not people who get caught up in all that's going on in the world, but let us be people of peace. And let us remember that the Prince of Peace is still out there. And he's coming again. Amen.